And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we got a cracking show this week, Tony. Last week's show, I thought, I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the making of and the listening to last week's show. I don't think this week's is going to be any worse. We have got some terrific music. And we've also got, not a word of the week, a phrase of the week this week. I think you'll like this. It's come through from Black Cat.
Okay.
And it came through as one of the shortest but most effective emails I've ever had. There's even the word effective in the email. It's that effective. It just said, expression of outrage. That really boils my piss. Simple but effective. There you go.
That's
so
nice.
As an expression of outrage, feel free from now on to say that really boils my piss. That is the word of the week. This is Cox Barrow. Get a rope.
From the streets of Aberdeen to the Brighton scene, there's something going wrong. From the Wollacombe shore to the Tots dance floor, they all shout, what's going on? You promised us a country fit for a queen, but the queen doesn't have to pay. You promised us a future bright and clean for a vote on election day. Is there no one left to shout? There's some people round here, it's sorting out. Cause for you there's just no hope. Get a road, get a road. City woman's life in your council scene, in comfy shoes and tweed. With your rules and rigs ran nice and neat. This side of my kids can't read. We're sick and tired of your liberal views. What politically correct? Come judgment day, I'll be tying the noose and swimming around your neck. Don't you ever shout? There's a lot of people like me about, but for you there's just no hope. Get around, get around.
Cox Barrow, get a rope. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Cox Barrow.
No, MySpace.com/Cox Barrow punk.
Oh,
Paulie B, the internet one, Tony Nil. That's from their album Guilty as Charged, which fans will know is an old album, but they might notice that it sounded a bit different. That's because they went back in the studio, remastered it, remixed it, etc, etc. There's some bonus tracks on it now, which I'm just looking here. Runaway Johnny, Why Can't You See, Sunday Stripper, and Roads to Freedom. there you go, as bonus tracks on this excellent album. The other album they brought out, I've lost. I think it's called Two Monkeys. Can't see it from here. It's over. It's on Sofa 2. The other one, Tone.
Oh, oh right, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, Paulie B, Two Sofas Edwards. old Two Sofa. You've been out with Old Two Sofas, yeah. Yeah, absolutely fabulous band. They are doing a couple of gigs this summer, and I don't have the information to hand like a fool. You're also listening to the Chup Tops right now. And, of course, Chup Tops are on MySpace, as are Cock Sparrow. And finally, I'm pleased to say I have some MySpace comments. Do leave us a comment, myspace.com/punkyradio. If you're on MySpace, obviously, if you're not, then you can't. I do like hearing from you. This has been a while. Some of these are quite old, but we've got four this week, so
it's good.
Right, boy, Gooper Gooper and all that jazz, fetch the cheese and pineapple because it's a celebration. The Veronas now have a shit hot drummer, so gigs are plenty coming up soon. The Veronas, it's very interesting because it means that I might be able to get them for July the 26th after all, so I do want to book them for Dolly Remix yet. Anyway, we'll see about that. Next up, any idea how many episodes are in the can thus far? That is, if you keep track. Rock on, DJ the Cockroach. He's our sort of our new boss, isn't he? One of our new bosses, one of the people looking after us.
Oh yeah.
And how many tracks are in the can, Tone?
This is Punky 196.
Fucking hell! Are we going to do anything about the 200th? Probably not.
But I'd be away. Well, I will be away.
We must be able to do something. I'll tell you what we'll do for the 200th, or around then. We'll do a From the Vault special.
Okay. And go to Barcelona.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you? But we'll do a From the Vault special, and we'll do it so that we'll let that you, the listeners, can choose the music for that show. So basically, if you've got favourite songs, you need to start emailing them in now to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. From the Vault. Anyway, there are how many? 190 what?
This is 196.
You mean we've done this 196 times? Fuck's sake. Anyway, yeah. Let's prove MySpace is still alive and not just... Let's prove MySpace is still alive and not just filled with bands advertising their music. Hold on, I am a band. It's also a person. This is confusing. Anyways, the last episode was a blast. More meteors, please. And I could sit around and listen to Scottish people say, Purple Burger Blom, all day. Scootyboo. Chocolate mousse. If we ever go to a bar in Scotland, I would probably get knocked out for being a twat. I see an intrat in the future. 2 gallons of the kitten blood from regular listener Eric from Norway.
Nice.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Brilliant. Yeah. Fantastic. What he basically said was, last week was brilliant. He's right. More meteors, please. They're coming. But only off the last album, because that's the only one that we have permission to play, but I will play another track of that, and you should go and buy it by Raucous Records. It's absolutely fantastic. And yes, I've missed Purple Burger Alarms as well, Eric, and I am going to a bar in Scotland at the end of this month, and I will probably get knocked out for being a twat. So there you go. Thank you very much, one of my favourite listeners. In fact, probably my favourite listener from Scandinavia. Due to a mix of sheer due to a mix of sheer unintelligence and rubbish computers, we've only just realised that you played us about 3 weeks ago. What a bunch of camel shearers we are. Cheers, the emos. How about that?
Very nice.
So yeah, if you do have a MySpace comment, do send it. I do read them out. The more inventive, the better. I was going to do something else here, Tony, but I reckon we can probably get straight on to Podcast Alley.
Okay. Well, here they are. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. If you haven't voted... If you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I read them out, all of them. And here are the top six so far. Another vote for Punky. Hey Smacktards, I must say the music and show just keep getting better and better. Here's your vote for April, Jim. Thank you very much. Obviously, I'm still about a month behind on the comments, but thank you.
That's all right.
Yeah. Punky's great for all seasons. If you want a podcast that'll put a spring in your step, then listen to Punky Radio. Graham Holland, It's a Fog's Life acoustic podcast.
Thank you very much. Ah, Graham!
Which is itsafogslife.net/podcast, apparently. There you go. Thank you.
Well, is it apparently, or is it really?
Well, it is. That's what he said. But right. I can't see why it was /podcast, but itsafogslife.net will certainly get you there.
Yeah, I'm sure itsafogslife.net has probably got loads of information on it about all sorts of things, and /podcast, that takes you straight to the show.
Probably. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense, would it?
Hey, Tony, have I just told you something technical? Fucking hell.
Probably. You're going to die anyway. Do it without regrets. Listen to Punky. Oh, Mark. He's right.
Thank you, Mark. He is right. He is like, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
That's a cheery little message.
It's true, isn't it? Punky Radio. Great station, lots of good tunes and great chat. Give it a listen, you know it makes sense. From Redneck Pool Party.
What can I say? That sounds like a great night out.
Doesn't it?
Redneck Pool Party, yeah. There'll be a few milfs in the pool and a load of blokes off-roading it around the outside.
Punky, we like this show. It's rather common. And that's from the Concrete Gods.
Yeah, and they're right. I think we know why they said that, because they're common people.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for getting in touch. I like hearing from the Concrete Gods. They're a good, old-fashioned band doing things the right way and putting gigs on themselves, as it should be.
Where are they based?
East London.
All right, okay. Cool. And finally, Wankers from Heat For You. Thank you.
Right. I'm not sure that's quite so nice.
No, sure, I'll take a vote. So yeah.
If it was said as a term of endearment, like, all right, you're a wanker, fair enough. But if it went, you wanker.
It just said wankers over two lines.
Yeah.
That's very long wank.
I'm taking that as friendly then.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah. Thanks very much, you're a wanker. Yeah. You're a wanker.
Yeah. That's it.
Right, is that it then?
That's it.
Thank you. We're doing well. We're in the top 40. Please do keep the votes coming. Much appreciated. It doesn't make any difference, but it makes us feel good. Next song, Tone. Uh-huh. I am going to do the other bit I was going to do to explain the next song. This has come from Bill in New York.
Okay.
Right? And one of our favourite listeners. Hmm. And Bill, he says, Paul B, so it's been a while since I've sent in anything other than my monthly vote. Speaking of, I will vote in a minute. Oh, thank you. And I thought I would send you a quick email. I've been working a ton the past few months, and a few weeks ago I was looking through an archive hard drive and found all the Punkies I ever downloaded. So I put them all back into iTunes, 172 of them, and I have slowly been going through the old ones when I have wanted the best in music and the worst in chat. So far I've made it through all of 2006 and the first Jesus. Month of 2007. I know. A few things have fallen off Punky over time that were just great, and I thought they should be mentioned again. 1. Smacktard. 2. Fishtown. 3. Milky Pants.
Milky 4. Pants.
Always Looking. He's right. We Always Looking still comes in from time to time, but we have kind of let the others go a bit. And if you're feeling like something's really bored your piss, you are on your way to Fishtown, you smacked hard. There you go.
Yeah.
I would include Kid and Blurred.
Kid and Blurred.
But that phrase has resurfaced in recent shows, but could include the Kid and Blurred Factory. Kid and Blurred.
Kid and Blurred.
What was the Kid and Blurred Factory?
Oh, what was that?
I had forgotten about
Remember.
That. Yeah, I had forgotten about that. Also, Tony trying to spell Nickaby Lufthaven has got to be one of the funnier moments in the Punky archive. Anyway, just thought I would share. Keep up the great work, and I will speak to you soon. Bill, New York. P.S. Goldblade makes for the best running music. Went for a 4-mile run the other day with a playlist that was mostly Goldblade and ended up running 6 miles. They do not fuck about. Bill, you're absolutely right. You're a legend from New York. And just to emphasise that point, get your running shoes on. This is Gold Blade, Kids of Today. Goldblade, Kids of Today, Tony, from their album Mutiny, which is the latest album out now on Captain Oi Records, as is the Cock Sparrow album. And we'll be playing something else from the Cock Sparrow label as well later on in the show. So that's 50%, not Cock Sparrow, 50%. Did you hear that?
What's that?
Oh, in that case, no. 50% Captain Oi. Couldn't say. Can you hear that? Doesn't matter. I've just got noises.
No,
I've got noises, Tony. 50% Captain Oi this week. Do check them out, CaptainOi.com or MySpace.com/CaptainOi. You also need to tell me the Goldblade MySpace page, please, Tony.
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
Indeed, it's probably been Internet 1, Tony 1. And now it's time for Comedy Suburbs, Part 1. That's right, I've got two this week, which I'm very, very pleased about. This is the first one. This has come through from Dave M. Thank you, Dave M. I do like getting jokes from you. If you've got a joke or a shaggy dog story that you want me to read out, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Here goes. This is from Dave M. A couple were in bed getting busy when the girl places the guy's hand onto her pussy. "Put your finger in me," she asks him. So he does without hesitation. As she starts moaning, "Put two fingers in," she says. So in goes another one. She's really starting to get worked up when she says, "Put your whole hand in." The guy's like, "Okay." So he has his entire hand in when she says, moaning aloud, "Put both your hands inside of me." So the guy puts both of his hands in. "Now clap your hands," commands the girl. "I can't," says the guy. The girl looks at him and says, "See, I told you I had a tight pussy." So then, have you got a twat?
I haven't. It's the well has dried up. It's not a pleasant sight. So please do email me your twats. I'm desperate. You listen to a desperate man on the hunt for twat. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It's that simple. Get emailing.
It's rare that you don't have a twat as well.
Yeah, it's not many weeks we've done without one.
I don't like going without twat, Tone.
No, don't like it.
There's been a bit of a dry spell in the Hyman's Lodge as well.
Really?
For fuck's sake.
Fair enough. So, yeah, so instead of a twat, I do have an international gig guide, though.
Is it Tony's
international gig guide? It is.
Excellent.
And I've actually got two. The first one
brilliant.
Is from R. Graham. Hi, Tony. Got some gigs for you. The first one is my Liverpool acoustic live gig next Friday. I understand if it's not appropriate for your punky. No, it's fine. And he also has got a few Zombina dates coming up. So, firstly, Liverpool Acoustic Live. It's a monthly acoustic music event that takes place in the wonderful surroundings of the performance space in Matthews Street View 2 Gallery. It has been running since February 2009 and is an offshoot of the Liverpool Acoustic website. For details at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. It's on Friday the 15th of May and they have Jeff Jepson, Neil Campbell, Tricia McTeague and Letters in Red. Opens at 8 and it's £4 on the door or £3 in advance. And separately, Zombie and Skeletons are touring. Got a few dates in the next week. Thursday the 14th of May they're at the Purple Turtle in London, which I've been at. Wow,
you've been there, Tony.
That's in Camden, isn't it?
That's this Thursday.
Yeah,
In fact Brian from the Purple Turtle phoned me the other day because I was to say that if he wanted me to start a gig there I could, but I said to him I've already got one somewhere else now, but thanks a lot.
Oh, nice. Good place.
It all ties in.
Yeah, so there with Electric Eel Shock and the Vivid Angel, and that's £10. And then
that'll be good.
Monday the 18th at the Blacktooth Rock Lounge in Aberdeen on Union Street with Escape to Victory and Cobra Kai as a fiver. And Tuesday 19th of May at the 13th Note on King Street in Glasgow with the Terrors, and that's £6.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And bizarrely, I was very nearly playing a Zombina and the Skeletons track at the end of this show, but I decided to leave it till next week.
Alright.
How about that?
Spooky.
Fabulous band. Who aren't very good at keeping in touch with us. We should have had some stuff off them. I know they're very busy.
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with her. She doesn't mind sitting on my knee, but she doesn't want to send me a fucking CD, does she?
I've got another gig.
All right.
Well, I had an email / gig guide. Email from TNS Records.
That's not skanking.
Who says, "All right, Tony. Greetings from TNS Records. I'm finally catching up with the back episodes after not being able to listen for a while. Heard you mentioning your drunken times in Prague. Thought you might be interested in Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's tour diary from last year's visit to Prague. Check it out here, revengeofthepsychotronicman.com/news. There are pictures of us being idiots on the website as well to keep you both entertained. In more TNS related news, hopefully you should soon receive a couple of new TNS releases, if you haven't already. A 14-track album.
We may already have got them.
We've got them, have we? Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Make Pig Smoke, and Sounds of Swami.
That is correct.
And he says, and while I'm at it, it would be amazing if you've mentioned Strummer Camp in your gig guide. It takes place over the May Bank holiday weekend. It is a great not-for-profit festival held at the Manchester Rugby Club. This year, the likes of Billy Bragg, The Damned, The Alarm, Goldblade, and loads more, even a few TNS bands. Can't wait. And that's more information, strummercamp.co.uk. And that's 22nd to 24th of May.
Yeah, it's a fabulous thing, Strummer Camp. This is the fourth year of it. And what they didn't mention was they also have a comedy show every day with 20 comics on. About time they fucking booked me for it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I will get there at some point. But yeah, it's a really, really good bill this year. Better than really good. Fabulous. And they've been trying to get the Alarms to start it, so it'll be really nice to have them there as well. In a D-side town, 1,000 went down in a February day in a driving rain. No winners, no losers, just cuts and bruises. Brilliant. I love D-side. It's one of my favourite songs.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I got carried away there.
That's it, that's fine.
So yeah, do check out just type in Strummer Camp to the internet, you'll find out more.
Yeah.
Also, That's Not Skanking is the kind of label we like, because they're a completely, completely DIY label, and they're great fun, and they get good bands on them, and I'll be talking about them again very shortly. Is that it for Tony's International Gig Guide?
Yeah, and it's been rust-free. I'm still managing two gigs.
It has been rust-free, that's right.
Wow.
This really is a groundbreaking show.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So, anyway, Tony, just before we play the next song, which may or may not be from That's Not Skanking, I've got the Comedy Suburbs Part 2, Tony.
Okay.
This is quite involved, but here goes. Gooper, dearest Paul, how are you? I'm doing great, although I'd be doing better if I had my prize from the competition from forever and a bit ago, (lol). Have you mailed it off yet? I'm looking to expand my punky playlist, which currently sits at about 170 songs. Second, here is my comedy suburbs for you, and if I get a chance, I'll send off a twat to Tony. She obviously didn't. Have you guessed who this is from yet, by the way?
No.
Right. A young boy and his mother were in an airport waiting for their plane. As they were boarding, the boy looks at his mother and asks, "If big dogs make baby dogs, and big people make baby people, and big birds make little birds, then why don't big planes make little planes?" The mother looks at her son and tells him to ask the stewardess once they board the plane. The mother and son find their seats. The mother gets up to use the washroom, and while she's gone, the stewardess walks past. The boy stops her and asks, "If big dogs make baby dogs, and big people make baby people, and big birds make little birds, then why don't big planes make baby planes?" The stewardess smiles, looks at the boy and said, "Did your mum tell you to ask me that?" The boy nods. "Well then, dear, tell your mum that big planes don't make baby planes because Southwest Airlines always pulls out in time. Ask your mum to explain that to you," and walked away. That made me laugh for a good 10 minutes. I checked the Canadian iTunes again, and there are only 2 new reviews. I can send them in to you, but I figured it was kind of pointless if you only had 2 new reviews. Also, can we make requests for bands? Because I was listening to some old shows, early 2006, and there's some wonderful stuff back there that I would love to see brought back as from the vaults. Apoog, Apoog, Chantel, the self-proclaimed favourite canard nod. Well, Chantel, how funny you should say that when we've just been discussing how next week's show we're going to do a From the Vault special. If you email me the song, the bands you like, I will dig them out for you. And also, it is packed up, the prize you won. I just haven't posted it yet, but I am getting there.
Cool.
Shall we play the next song?
Yeah.
Right. This is, in fact, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man from the album Make Pig Smoke. Now, interestingly, Tony, there's a track on here that I wanted to play, but it's instrumental all the way through. But it's a fantastic instrumental song. And I am deciding right now that seeing as their stuff is quite short, can I send you the instrumental to play directly at the end of the song we're about to play. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, is that okay? We can sort that out, Cameron. You'll have to edit in afterwards, but it was because I really, really like it, and you will too, and it's very different from the other stuff on this album. And I'm going to tell you the name of the instrumental now, because you'll understand why I went for it straight away. Because when a song is called I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary, I want to hear it. So I was actually a little bit disappointed that there weren't lyrics to it, but it's a cracking tune, and I really want to play it. It's only about a minute and a half long. This album's really good. I'd listen to it this afternoon. The song that we're going to play is that there are some great titles on here, but I'm going to make you go to the Revenge of the Psychotronic Man MySpace page to check them out. And by the way, Tone, let's find out now. What do you think is the MySpace page for Revenge of the Psychotronic Man?
MySpace.com/Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
It is. You've been listening to Project Marv on the bed here. You are shortly going to hear I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary, but in the meantime, this is Mainstream Music is Shit. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Mainstream Music is Shit, followed by I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary. Make sure you check them out. TNS, I believe, are in our top friends, as should all the bands on this week's show, so do check them out. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. The rest should be there. Now then, Tony, do you know, my mate was asking me the other day about, he said he wanted to buy a domain name and set up a website, and he said he's never set up a website before, and I said to him, well, do you know, I've heard of these, this is true, he's my mate John, who we'll be talking about in the second half of the show. I said, listen mate, I can recommend GoDaddy.com to you, but I haven't really got a lot of information about them, maybe to the tune of Chromosoma 3, you could fill me in.
Okay, well, let me see, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your own, very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, you can transfer that to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Oh, I do like website builders. Are the website Polish builders cheaper?
Yeah, and superiorly skilled.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Those crazy Poles with their superior skills.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site.
Where maybe you do.
Add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well,
what about porn?
I don't know if they have a porn site builder.
Right.
That's something I don't know.
Maybe you could find out.
It might be a bit of a gap in the market they could fill.
Well, I don't know whether there's a gap in the market, Tony. I don't know whether you've noticed the internet, but porn pretty much floods it.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised.
Wow, I just use it for like latest news and looking up things on Wikipedia.
Well, I tend to use the porn for looking up things.
Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
What, to buy porn? Too.
Yes, why not have a porn video shop?
Featuring Polish builders.
Yeah, apparently so.
Their superior porno skills.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a L.
See, you've lost it again.
What?
You've gone from plural to singular back again.
Because in my document, it is a singular.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you read it out, you're plural.
Yes, but Tony, but if so I say, I adapt what it. Are they, you say, it is an, that's just terrible grammar.
But then surely, if I'm talking about, you can secure it with a certificate, you asking, what are they?
And I say, what are they? Yeah, and you say, it is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right.
Probably are. Does it really matter that much?
Yeah, it does to me.
Really? Can I carry on?
Have I upset you?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
and
go for it.
And it will protect your customers' details. You can then set up a merchant account. They do. So you can receive and process credit card payments. Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Oh, because that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Good work. Sounds of Swami.
Fit for you, take the dog for a walk and leave her standing like
Sounds of Swami Tony, Bandwagon Hijack. What do you think of that?
Sounds nice.
I wouldn't necessarily have described it as nice, but fair enough. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SoundsofSwami.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And what label are they signed to?
TNS Records.
Exactly, That's Not Skanking. Do make sure that you check out That's Not Skanking. We have already said that. They are good friends of ours and we love them, and they get up to good stuff in the Northwest. Another band who get up to great stuff in the Northwest are, of course, the Dead 60s, or they did, and they're what's playing under us now. So, Tony, before I get on my latest rant, have you been doing anything over the last week?
No, lots of work and preparing for June, because we're having June off. We're going to Europe for June. Right. So, travelling. So, yeah, so we've been just booking things and researching it, and, you know, Europe. Big place, isn't it? That kind of talks. Yeah, so that's what we
do. But, you know, as continents go, it's actually pretty small, isn't it?
Not the biggest.
It's just full of people.
Yeah. Rammed.
It is fucking rammed. Especially our bit.
Well, yeah.
We're the most concentrated bit of Europe, aren't we? In terms of population.
I would have thought so.
Well, obviously, they've all seen the light. They want to come here.
Yeah.
Can't blame them.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to work there.
One place they don't necessarily want to rush to, Tony, is Barnstaple.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, it's a nice enough place. I had a gig there last Thursday, right? And those of you that aren't familiar with the geographical location of Barnstaple, if I say to you North Heaven, Sir, North Devon, Sir Heaven, does that help you at all?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Down the M5, and as you're going south, turn right at Tiverton and keep going. And it's a nice enough place, Barnstaple. It's got a good theatre called the Queen's Theatre. It has lots of big shows on there. It's also the home of the Jemmy Twitcher.
Right.
Which is a local delicacy, not unlike an Uber kebab, full of all forms of meat, and particularly effective as a late-night snack. I didn't have one on this occasion. Me and my mate John, who was the other act on, had been booked to go and do a gig for 60 members of the Royal Marine Corps at a bar that has a monthly comedy show, but this was a private do for the Marines. And we were more than happy to do it, you know, support our boys and all that. Fucking long drive there and back, because it is like, it's about 4.5 hours there and 4.5 hours back, and we're there for 2, so it's a long day. What we did, we got there quite early and decided to go for a drink first. And we went into this pub, and this we just sat there in the window in these big armchairs. There was a sofa next to us, and this quite large, slightly, vaguely older than me lady walked up, plonked herself down, had a pint of cider in her hand, and just looked round and said, "Excuse me, can I talk to you?" And we said, "Yeah, all right then." And she said, "Oh, good. You see, the thing is, my husband left me a year ago for our 18-year-old babysitter. I now feel completely alone and don't know whether I'll ever meet another man again. I'm 47 years old. Do you fancy me?"
Oh dear.
And I said, "Hi, I'm Paul." And John went, "And I'm John." And she looked at me and said, "Well, do you fancy me?" I said, "Well, Di, I've only just met you. I don't know a lot about you." I was actually fairly conciliatory here and said, "I don't know a lot about you. We've only just met. You seem like a nice enough lady, and I can envisage a circumstance where possibly I would fancy you." And she said to John, "And what about you?" And he went, "No." He wanted nothing to do with this woman. He was correct. Right,
okay.
She starts to mither us for a bit and starts, rather distressingly, started to gently with her left-handed index finger circle her nipple as she was talking to me, as if that would really change my mind and I'd really go for it. John by now was just looking out the window, and I'm going, "Look, you want to try internet dating or something, you know, or singles club? There's no shame in going to a singles club." And we're trying to be nice, but was being slightly off put by this nipple fingering thing going on. John is going, "Look, let's just go." And she says to me and John, "What's wrong? Are you two gay?" And without thinking, we both went, "Yes." thinking that will be the best way to get out of this one. Then a bloke sits down next to her and she goes, oh, hello. And we're out of there. Yeah. As we left, she said, will you give me a kiss before I go? And she leant forward and I gave her a little kiss on her lips. Just a tiny little kiss. I said, don't worry, you'll be all right. And walked out. Thought, that's a nice thing. I'll never see her again. Fair enough. Cool. Done and dusted. Poor woman. Clearly in a mess. Right.
Yeah.
So we get to this gig. And 60 members of the Royal Marine Corps who were there for a celebration of the regiment, except that the week before they'd lost two of them in action.
Right.
Which meant that the gig was no longer a celebration and had become a wake. Now, booking comics for a wake has never been a particularly good idea, especially when you've got everyone standing up. There are only two tables of people sat down. There's probably 15 people sat down. They were paying attention to the show. The other 45 had their backs to us and were just talking loudly. And the thing is, Tony, that in a normal situation, as I'm sure you know, I will get quite angry with people if they're being rude, and I will say things like, "Or you, shut the fuck up."
Yeah.
But when you're staring at the backs of the heads of 45 trained killers,
yeah,
you tend to let them do exactly what they want.
I think that's a sound plan.
Yeah, so John was on first. He did about 15 minutes, got nowhere, fucked off. Then the OC, the officer in charge, walks up and says, oh, we're going to do a raffle now, which we didn't know about. Did a raffle at this wake. 60 people in the room, 28 raffle prizes. It went on for nearly an hour.
Wow.
By which time, if they weren't leathered before, they were by then. I then had to go on and try my bit. No chance. Again, 15 minutes. I ended up just moving the mic stand in front of one of the tables and doing 5 minutes in front of the tables and just ignoring the rest of them. They were ignoring me. The people running the gig were thoroughly embarrassed. We got paid. We said, don't worry about it. They've got something else on their minds, you know. It really doesn't matter. Anyway, we got paid, so we got in the car to come back. And it's early. It's only about 9:45 at night. Drove out of Barnstaple. It's a fucking ghost town. We only saw one woman die.
Right.
Who was standing by a bus stop tickling a bloke's bollocks.
Nice.
It was fucking brutal. We went, oh, she's found someone. And then we thought, hang on, she could have been doing that on the hour. But anyway,
okay.
I'm sure she'll become known as Tickly Bollock Die of Barnstaple. But anyway, so that was Thursday. Friday I did my show in Itchim, which was really great fun. And nice attendance, and John Mann and the other act, Nick Revel, were both brilliant, and we all had a really, really good time. I went out afterwards and bumped into lots of people that I haven't seen for ages in various pubs that I wouldn't normally go in, and got home more than a little the worse for wear. Saturday I did my show in Letchworth, and it was sold out, and it was brilliant. It was the best show of the weekend by far. We had a great time. But I didn't go to the Coven afterwards, which I was going to do. I went to see Krongen. Remember the 30th anniversary gig that was at Club 8? They were fantastic. It was packed. It was a great show. The atmosphere was brilliant. The room looked brilliant. The band looked brilliant. I am going to upload a couple of photos to the internet, so you'll see what the band looked like. They were great. And afterwards, I was supposed to go for their post-match lock-in in the curry house across the road, but I got sidetracked and ended up at a house party in St. Hippolytes. That's not for public consumption, but I did get leathered. Sunday, I spent most of the day recovering, and then went to Bedford to do my gig in Bedford. Now, we've done three shows in Bedford so far. The first one had about 60 people in and was quite good. The second one had 20 people in, and they were 20 of the biggest idiots I thought I'd ever met. The third show was on Easter Sunday. It sold out by 8 o'clock, and I discovered we took another 130 people over the door for the club night.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. At £3 a head. Nice. At the end of the night, I've been drinking red wine since 7 o'clock and my glass was never empty. Finished at 3 a.m. The doorman walked up to me and said, hey, you haven't picked up the money yet off the door. I said, fucking keep it, thinking there was about 10 people in there. He went, thanks very much, and did. And when I showed up on Sunday, fuck me, they were laughing. He said, shit, you gave me 390 quid at the last show. Fuck's sake. Anyway, the gig itself was a fucking nightmare. But I'll tell you about it in the second bit. I want to get on with the next song because it is Krongen. From there, we played a Krongen song the other week. This is from their album, Chronic Generation, which is out on Captain Oi Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crongen's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Crongen?
No, you should remember that. MySpace.com/CrongenFans. Which means it's because it's they haven't got their own page, it's only a fan page. It's probably been the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is
Reality!
Crongen and Reality. They do some great covers in their set, Jet Boy Jet Girl, and a brilliant version of Living Next Door to Alice.
Really?
Yeah, it's like that's two speeds. They do it, the verse slowly, then the chorus. It just goes at 100 miles an hour. It's really, really good. And yeah, loads of people that I'd know sort of from school and people I hadn't seen for 15 years were at the gig and that. But anyway, I want to get back to this Bedford show because we got there and there were only about 40 people there. And some of them I was a little bit worried about before we started. There was a couple of steroid-fueled lunatics who walked in with some sort of naughty types and this woman that was off a nut. But anyway, when the audience is so small, you've kind of got to let them all in the hope. Anyway, they sat in the fucking front row. I went on stage and Tony, it was murder.
Was it?
She was obviously coked up. They was obviously used to lording it around. They shouldn't have been there. They didn't know what they were doing there. They shouldn't have been at a stand-up comedy night. They should have been in a Yates's. And it was just awful. Awful to the extent that before I'd put the first act on, John Mann, I wanted them out. And the rest of the audience wanted them out as well. But they were quite intimidating and it was a bit weird because there was only one doorman there.
Right.
And these lads were big and there was seven of them all together that we knew we were going to have to get out. But I did think as well that sometimes when you're doing stand-up, the compere will come in for a lot of grief. But then as soon as an act comes on, everything will settle down and they'll like the act. And then the compere just has to suck it up. It's part of your job. So I thought, well, maybe that'll happen here. So I put John on the first act. And no, not at all. It got worse, if anything.
Okay.
And it just became unbearable. And I was screaming at the venue manager, you've got to get these people out. Get your doorman over. He said, we can't. We phoned up another doorman to come down. So we had to wait for this other doorman to come down, and then once there were two of them there, they went in and basically they were on the verge of ejecting these people when the audience started. What happened was John did sort of 5 or 10 minutes and said, "I'm not doing this. I'm just going. This is unplayable,"
right.
And walked off. As he walked past me, he said, "If you get rid of them, I'll do some more." So I went on and started saying, look, you guys, we really need you to leave. It's like, you're not helping. And they're going, and the girl's going, I'll be quiet. I went, you won't be quiet. You're an idiot. And the blokes just went, the blokes, one of them was a slaughterman.
Right.
Who had taken great delight in telling me that if you shoot a horse, it jumps 6 feet into the air. I can't help thinking if it jumped 6 feet in the air in the first place, you'd have missed it. But anyway. Anyway, these two doormen walk up, and as the doormen walk up, the audience don't see them, but the audience just started shouting, get them out, get them out, get them out.
Yeah.
Right? And I was going, this is going to... But they got up. Once they realised the whole audience wanted them out, they rather meekly went to the back. They got their money back. The doorman ushered them outside. It might have kicked off outside a bit. I don't know. But anyway, once they'd gone, I said, look, John, we'll probably go back on. And they went, yeah, brilliant. We want him back on. And he came back on, and he had a nice end to his act. There was a break. And then in the second half, it was an absolute fucking joy.
All right.
The gig's an absolute joy. And you just think, well, does it really need to be that hard? But it's like, so a lot of gigs take a long time to bed in. I was saying to someone that effectively, you know, I've only been there four times.
Yeah.
I've only been to the venue four times. So it's not like I see the people socially. I only get that opportunity to see them. But anyway, the audience that were left there were brilliant, and all said that they were going to bring a load of people next time, and they had a really good time, and thank you for our help, and they were really chuffed. So it ended up good.
Cool.
So I got drunk again. Which seemed to be the sensible thing to do. Now, what I've got here, have I mentioned that you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers?
Nope.
I have now.
Cool.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers. I got this through. I was talking to, this is interesting. I was talking to regular listener Amber. You know Amber, Amberance.
Yeah.
Right. You don't say her name Amberance, Tony. I don't know. It's Amberance.
Is it? I thought it was Amberance.
Yeah, I did.
Amberance.
No. Like the well, she said the ambiance, Amberance. It should really be Amberance. So anyway, I was doing a bit of that there.
Were you Skyping?
Skype chat.
Oh, really?
With Amberance, yeah. And we were talking about we tend to talk about sport quite a lot, and we were talking about the situation of Scottish football. Yeah, it's laughable. But I tried to explain, and anyway, I just want to. I said to her that I was a Rangers fan,
right?
And she said to me, "Why do you support Rangers?" And I'm now going to read out the text as it appeared on Skype. Paul B. Edwards said, "I picked Rangers as my team in Scotland around 1977 on the basis of my religion. That was how you did things in those days." Paul B. Edwards says, "I was seven."
Right.
Amber Caputo says, "Right, right." Amber Caputo says, ha, ha, ha. Amber Caputo says, I wasn't born. Yeah, very funny. Paul B. Edwards says, no, seriously, if you were Protestant, you'd pick Rangers, Catholic, Celtic. Amber Caputo says, I know that, I just can't picture living it. Paul B. Edwards says, and neither side had a member of the opposing religion playing for them until the mid to late 80s. Amber Caputo says, wow. Paul B. Edwards says, I think it was a guy called Mo Johnston. Amber Caputo says, what did you do if you were an atheist? Paul B. Edwards says, support Partick Thistle. it tickled me. That little passage did tickle me. And she did laugh quite a bit at that. So, and she said, oh, you should tell that on Punky. I went, I'll never remember it. She went, it's in your Skype archives.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it was, and I found it. So there you go. Right, this weekend, Tony, I'm in a very fortuitous situation, and so are the good people of North London, because I'm doing Jongleur's flagship gig, Camden, and I'm comparing it. It's a real honour to do it. The three biggest, well, the three best known comedy shows in London are The Comedy Store, Camden Jongleurs, and Battersea Jongleurs, and I'm comparing Camden Jongleurs this weekend. So it's at Dingwalls at Camden Lock. If you are around in sort of north central London, and you're stuck for something to do, I can recommend that show, not just because I'm on, but because they always have a fabulous bill of other comics. It does also mean that I will be at large in Camden on Saturday. So, oh God, that's it. Oh!
What's
the date today?
The 12th May?
Oh, is it on Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah, because I'm doing it Friday and Saturday. I thought, fuck, I could have kind of seen Zombino again. Oh, well, never mind. Yes, I will be at Camden Jongleurs this weekend. and I'm looking forward to it very much. And thank you to everyone that came down to my comedy clubs over the weekend. And I will tell you briefly now that the Dolly Remix, the show on Sunday, May the 31st, has had to be cancelled because the venue has had to close for refurbishment, some vital refurbishments, which means that we won't be able to do the show, which means there won't be another Dolly Remix until July. And I am trying to let everyone know that I can as soon as possible. Right, Tone, are you up to anything this weekend?
Monday we were going to do a gig, but I think it's been moved to next Thursday now. It's still kind of moving around. We're supposed to be doing the intake part of the bands again with Right Hand Pink. It's supposed to be this Monday, but they double booked it, so we think it's now Thursday, so probably I'll know more next week. Apart from that, No, just more planning and desperately trying to finish up all lots of loose ends this month. It's a bit manic.
Well, okay then, fair enough. I know a loose end I'd like to finish up, Tony, and I've been waiting all show to say this. Special Julia. Oh, Special Julia, you Guildford maiden. From the album Spit Out the Pips, I'll Spit Out Your Pips, which we have played a couple of tracks of, and I wanted to play this because we said last week, didn't we, when we mentioned the entrance to Punky of Special Julia and Arseless Marcus. I said, you know what, I'll maybe play another Julia Kay song next week. I am doing. Really nice album. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. It's not the usual punky fare, but it's a good album. I don't really know how to describe it, really, because there's elements of punk and ska and more obvious rock influences on it, but it's just good, I suppose, the best way to describe it. Check it out. Best way to do that, visit a MySpace page. What is it, Tony?
MySpace.com/JuliaKMusic.
Oh, you bastard. I thought you were going to forget the music. I'll get a draw. It is. It's myspace.com/JuliaKMusic. It's Tony for probably be the internet too. A deserved victory this week, my friend. This is Stars.
Such pretty scars. Such pretty scars. You're only here just for a while, and when you go, whoa, all that's left is dark. You had me up, I had you down. Well, life goes on in your constellation, and when you go, oh, all that's left is dark. I wanna make it see stars. And when you go,
So there you go. That is Julia Kay from the album Spit Out the Pips, and that was Stars. Good song. Like it. Do you know what? We'll probably play something else off the album at some point as well. It's a good album, and we like special Julia, don't we, Tone?
She's special.
It's late on in the day for this show, but hello, Wicked Radio. Hello, Hussy Skunk, and hello, Cockroach. We're still waiting to hear from some of your listeners. If you are listening right now, do get in touch. I know that you're less inclined to because you listen to it in a streaming capacity, but we like to hear from you. And as you know, if you send stuff in to us, more often than not, it gets read out. As long as it's via email, paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Mm. Now, you want twat, don't you?
I definitely want twat. Please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do it soon, because I'm desperate. Don't like it without it.
Oh, and we are dropping down that UK iTunes chart a bit. So if you are on iTunes and you can leave a review for us, what do you do, Tony?
You can just pop over into iTunes. Quickest way is there's an iTunes link on punkyradio.com. Hit that, you'll be taken to our music store page where you have to log in, and then you can review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul is the UK.
Yeah, and what else? Is there anything else people should be doing?
If you've got a gig to promote, email me, tony@punkyradio.com for Tony's International
Gig Guide.
And vote for the podcast.
I want your jokes, Comedy Suburbs. I want your poems, Poetry Corner. I want your judgmental, all that. All the titles of emails to paulieb@punkyradio.com. We are going to try and get things like Smacktard, Milky Pants, Fish Town, and all Waish looking back into the show. Also, Bill did also say to me that we haven't updated the website in a long time. He's right. We haven't updated it in about 18 months.
Yeah.
Because we can't be naff, can we?
No.
We ought to at some point.
We should do. Yeah.
Yeah, we should do. We'll do something with it at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You should be able to find all of this week's bands in the MySpace Top Friends. Do make sure you check them out and buy their songs.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
Oh, but you can't, yeah.